I just came from the shower right now. Nimeshavaa, nimeshajipaka mafuta, nimeingia kwa kitanda. But as I was in the shower and I was washing my body, I looked down and I looked at my body and the way my body is shaped and just the way the soap looked on my skin and how the water was trickling down my body, and it just hit me, wow. I really have the body that I've always wanted. And like I've told you guys in previous episodes that I wasn't really the most confident of the bunch. I wasn't always in love with myself and in love with my body. But now I'm able to take such moments and just appreciate myself. And it's not in the physicality of it. It's in the contentment of what I have right now. I mean, even if I looked different, I feel like that moment would have hit me the same. Ingeni hit too, like, wow, I have the body I've always wanted. It's made me realize, you know, the shower is when you think and, okay, I think and I declutter and I decompress and I just think about how my day went. And my friend Jasmine taught me something about meditation. She said, in the beginning of your day, when you wake up in the morning, whether you write it down in a journal, I think that's the best idea. Just create the kind of day that you want. Create it, manifest it. Say, when I wake up today, I want to get to the office and someone has bought me coffee and I get a love note that's delivered to me. Whatever you want your day to look like, it doesn't matter how absurd or delusional it seems. Whatever kind of day you want to have, meetings zingiane ama mpango zako tu zijipe, everything that you want to happen, write it down in the morning. And then in the evening, as you're putting in your journal entry, compare the kind of day that you had and what you wanted for yourself in the morning. Utapata, everything that you wanted to do or everything that you had planned or wanted to have or wanted it to go some way, you'll find that it manifests itself, and sometimes you do even more. And even if it doesn't work out the way you wanted it to, you get to see where you needed to do what and correct what, whether you needed to have a better attitude or a more relaxed day with yourself. You get to learn how to tweak and how to improve your days as they come. Well, that's what I've been doing. Okay, not every day, but like when I remember, because like I told you guys, I've gone back into serious journaling. So it makes it easier for me to compare how I was and how I'm doing and how I'm feeling and just see how better my days get. So when that hit me, it just hit me that it's been 8 months since I moved out into my own space. And I just recently started buying furniture for my house. So every time I come home and I see my things, I feel so much love and so much contentment. It's like, ah, that's my carpet. It's mine. It's mine. I bought it with my money and I can stand on it and I can just listen. It feels very, very good. So living in contentment and just appreciating myself in the moment, imefanya niweze kukuwa na so much gratitude for every little thing that happens to me, whether it happens the way I didn't want it to or whether it happens exactly the way or more. It just makes me so happy. Everything for me is something that I understand is supposed to happen to lead me to the person I'm supposed to become. And this is so timely because I just finished reading The Alchemist. Listen, if you like to read or if you enjoy audiobooks or whatever way, please, please, please read the book. Some of the things that touched me about the book is that I learned that when you want something really, really bad, it's because that's your heart's desire. That's what your heart wants. And you can't trick your heart. Like, it always leads you into where you're supposed to be. And the whole universe conspires to give you everything that you want. You just have to want it. That's all. Like, that's the only thing you need to do. So your job towards finding your treasures and like your true legend and realizing who you are and who you want to be comes from you knowing your heart. And this is, I likened it to how when I'm listening to myself, when I'm able to be myself and comfortable in myself and content with everything I have, my inner child comes out and she starts talking to me. She tells me what she needs. If I feel like I need love or I need validation or I need a hug, I'm able to be very honest with myself and it just comes out. And this is why communicating my emotions and my thoughts is something that comes very, very easy to me. It's because I love myself and I let myself be myself. So there's no pretending, there's no hiding, there's no acting like there's things I don't want. When I want something, I just listen to myself. So go read The Alchemist. That was a really, really good book. And right now I'm reading The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. That's another book I've been putting, because I don't like doing things when everyone else is doing them. I feel like I'm doing it because of the pressure as opposed to just doing it myself. But then now I'm reading the book and my mind is so blown. I'm just at chapter 2, but I shouldn't even have given a fuck about anything. I should have just read the book. Someone on Twitter told me, I could go back and read their name out, but if they listen to this, shout out to you. They told me that books find you at a time that you need it. Like when you push yourself, when you just pick a book and you read it, it's because it's timely. It was supposed to be read by you in that time. So there's no regrets. I am really enjoying. I would also absolutely recommend The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. I don't know. Let me see how it goes to the end because I just started it today. So far, so good. So I'd say that I'm going to tell you why I'm prefacing today's conversation with everything that I'm saying just in a moment to catch you guys up on what I've been doing or what I've been up to. There's not much action in my life. I've been, I promised myself that this year was going to be a year where I get to do things that make me feel really, really good about myself and just things that are for improving myself. And so far it's September, the 1st of September. And so far I'd say I'm very, very happy with myself because I've smashed almost everything that I had on my goal list for this year. Not that I'm not one to write goals, but I write them as manifestations. And as the months have gone by, I've realized that everything that I wanted, even if I haven't really been concentrating on it, just by taking care of myself and being very present with myself, the universe really has conspired to push me towards achieving everything that I wanted, just because I was honest with myself and I said, this is what I want. This is what I want. And I got everything, almost everything that I wanted. Let me read you guys an entry from my journal for the 15th of August. And I just saw it now. I wasn't going to read it on the podcast, but I just saw it now and it hit me. Oh shit. Everything that I wrote in this entry 8 months ago, it was just a manifestation. It was just me, right? I wrote it almost in the same way because the law of assumption. I don't know if you guys know about that, but that's what I use to manifest the things that I want. I act like I already have them. And my journal entry 8 months ago was the same, but it was in point form. I wrote, I want this, I want this, I want this. And now reading my journal entry for the 15th of August, I have everything that I wanted. So I wrote, sometimes when I sit in silence and do some introspection, I realize my inner child feels safe to come out and tell me her needs. I get a sudden flow of ideas about so many things I could say or do. I'm able to sit in the moment, be present, and enjoy every experience. I get to understand gratitude. How beautiful. I am at an amazing point in my life. I get everything that I want so easily. Everything that is for me finds me all the time. I am extremely happy and comfortable. I've got everything I ever wanted. Peace and health. I'm so proud of myself and my mom. I get to experience a love that makes me so confident. I am definitely the happiest I have ever been. This is the best possible timeline I could ever be at. That's what I wrote. So yeah, I genuinely feel like I am at the most perfect place mentally. I mean, I just need more money, but but I feel like I have good health, I have peace, I have love surrounding me, I have amazing friends and family. I have amazing friendships going on right now. I have, my family is doing so good. Everyone is so healthy and loved and loving on me. And everything in my career is going exactly the way I want it to. I mean, I can project that things are gonna be looking up for me. So I feel very, very good. Everything else at my life is, I'd say, almost perfect. And it's not that I don't have bad days or I don't go through bad things. It's just that it's so difficult for me to remember the times where I was unhappy because I'm consistently focused on the things that make me feel good. Everything else is just, it's just part of life. It's not something that's going to make me dwell or sit there for so long thinking, oh, my heart is broken. Nah, it's, that was supposed to happen. That's how it happens. So I feel really, really good, but my sex life, bruh. I had said I was gonna write a blog post about this, so you should check out the website by next week. I promise it's gonna be up. My sex life has, I haven't, it hasn't, you know, it hasn't been this year yote, by the way, nimekuwa tu nje, but but there's nothing much to report on my sex life. And it's, I'm not being celibate or anything. It's just that that could improve. I would like more consistent sex. But I don't know. Let's see. I'm just going to be patient and see how 2022 keeps going for me. I'm saying all these things so that if you have been following my podcast from, I don't know, whether you caught it last year or you could always go back and listen to the previous episodes. But if you listen to me consistently, you'll see how I've been moving from a space where I didn't know much up to now, where I'm consistently improving myself in many different ways. And my point is that you understand that it's okay to start from somewhere, and it's okay for you to start again, and it's okay for you to feel bad, but it's also okay for you to feel good. I hope we learn how to grow together. But the biggest milestone that I've had so far is being able to start purchasing stuff for my house. I've already talked about that, but let me just say, turning my house into a home, I just feel like my space is giving me the love back. Because every time I get home, I feel so much love. It doesn't matter what I bought, whether I just bought like one vase or whether I have flowers in the house. It makes me feel very, very content and fulfilled and loved and extremely happy with myself. So today I would like to talk about being very, very vulnerable, which is something not many people are ever willing to be. You know, we're all scared, we all have traumas, we've all been through stuff, and being vulnerable, especially at a time when it's taken for weakness, is very, very difficult. And I want us to be vulnerable enough to be able to learn how to apologize and fix relationships, and even to the point of being able to ask for reassurance and love and extra love and extra kisses and extra hugs and extra forgiveness and forgiveness and forgiveness.
You'll see what I mean if you stick around. So,
growing up, I didn't get my emotional requirements met, and as an adult, I've had to. I still am dealing with mommy issues and daddy issues and abandonment issues and things like that, and they definitely manifested into insecure ways of attachment. Like, my attachment styles were disorganized, which is anxious and avoidant. I've talked about attachment styles in a previous episode. I link it in this one so that you can check it out and see what I mean about what I'm talking about. But basically, kwa machache, it means, like, because I do not like to ask for affection and I do not like to look or seem vulnerable, I'm very independent with dealing with my things alone. I was very, very avoidant about dealing with things. I mean, I'm talking ikosea because of my daddy issues. I was always ready to abandon the whole situation. I did not like to deal with things. I did not like to talk about things because anytime I did growing up, I was always ignored or shut down. And I think parents didn't know. I'm not gonna say they didn't know, because let me just give them the benefit of the doubt. I don't know if being a parent in the 90s, because there wasn't much information on mental health and trauma and things like that, so that's why I'm just gonna let this one slide a bit. But I don't think parents knew the damage they were causing us by being emotionally unavailable to us. So what it created is a Roberta that was very, very unavailable emotionally. But you see, love is an intrinsic need for every human being. Everyone wants and needs love. And when you grow up like this, you feel like when you want love, you're being a burden. But at the same time, you crave the love so much and the validation so much, because your mom never loved you, your dad never loved you. You don't know healthy ways of love, of expressing yourself emotionally, of even receiving and giving love. So it becomes disorganized and all that. And in my anxieties, I was always afraid that the people who say they love me are gonna leave, because that's the pattern. That's all I have ever experienced. That's what people do to me. They say they love me and then they're not consistent. They break up with me. They ghost me. They stop seeing me. So, hizo matroma zote zikashikana zikacreate Roberta mwenye. I had already decided for myself that I don't need love. I can do everything by myself and I'm good. So how I handled conflict in relationships. You know, this shit from your childhood manifests into your relationships as an adult. Whether ni relationships za kudinyana ama za kudate, or even with your parents and your other friends or colleagues or whatever. It manifests and you become someone who's very unable to deal with emotions. And your default becomes that you'd rather just lock it out. Like, you'd rather not deal with the whole thing. But you see, what this does is that being scared of getting hurt and going through pain, it doesn't keep the pain away. Pain is a constant, pain is a constant part of life. So many things are going to make you feel pain in whatever degree, in whatever way, in whatever environment, situation. Pain is just a part of life. Being scared of pain only locks you out of love. And this means that when you're emotionally unavailable, that's all you attract. You attract emotional unavailability as well. You attract the people around you that are just like you, and you settle for them because you don't know any better. You're okay with what feels familiar because that's what feels safe. I mean, if I don't tell you I love you, you don't have to tell me you love me, and we can just act like we don't love each other. Or or when I feel jealous, I'm not gonna tell you, you don't have to tell me, so let's act like we're not jealous. But emotion is a constant part of life. It's like logic. And I don't like this thing where people say, men use logic and women use emotion. Logic and emotion are supposed to coexist for you to make any decision about anything. Whether you like a car and you see it and it costs a lot of money, but you have the money and you really, really love it, but you're not sure it's a financial, it's a good financial decision. You have to weigh, like, how bad do you want it? What do you have to do to get it? How is it gonna fulfill your emotional needs? Does it make you happy? Is this what you really want for yourself? You can't just say logically, this nini is gonna make me broke. And you have the money and you have the means to make yourself happy, but you lock yourself out of the happiness because it's not seeming logical. You have to use, that's just an example because I really want a car. Hey, I have been walking. What are the things? My glutes, my leg days, I have really, really been walking. I mean, from my place to the office, it's a walking distance. It's about a 30-minute walk. It's not too bad, and I don't mind. I like the route. I'm able to read many more books in that time. But man, I really, really want my car. I'm so ready for my car to be here, and yeah, I can't wait. But for now, wacha tu ni pige kalesa. For any kind of decision, whether it's an emotional decision or a financial one or a mental one, I just feel like it would be best if you balanced both emotion and logic. Emotions have no gender. There's no, and logic has no gender. There's no such thing as when you use your head, you're right. When you use your heart, you're right as well. You just have to use the right amount of heart and mind for you to be able to come to conclusions. And the more aware I get, the more I'm able to balance. So right now, my reactions do not come from just emotion, like because I'm mad and bang the door. No, I'll think about, if I bang the door, what does it mean? It's gonna destroy the door. So yeah, I wanna bang it, but you know, logically that's going to bring some repercussions. You have to always balance. That's how it works for me. So when you try to protect yourself from pain, protect in quotes, you're just locking yourself out of love, because love and pain is yin and yang. Like, it's love and grief. For you to know love, grief has to exist. For grief to be there, love has to be there. You have to have loved to understand grief or to feel grief. So how I grew up was, I taught myself how to self-soothe. And this is where indulgence in many other things come in, you know, things like sex and alcohol, drugs. But you use these things as a way to escape and you avoid the whole issue. Whatever you indulge in, whether it's promiscuity or like drinking or using cocaine, I don't know what you guys are into. You start to use all these coping mechanisms in the wrong ways rather than in the ways that actually make you feel good about yourself. I just feel like sex and whatever you do, whether you like alcohol or whatever, you should do it just because it makes you happy and because it makes you feel good and because it inakujenga na inakufanya feel better about yourself. And what I do for myself is I only indulge in things that make me feel good about everything, makes me feel happier about myself and more fulfilled about myself. But how I grew up was, I started breaking away from love and I started thinking that this is the best way to protect myself. If I just build this wall around my heart so that these niggas can't come and try to waste my time, and I just use them and waste their time. I don't know how that made sense in my head, but that's how it felt. And for a moment there, you know, when you're escaping, unadinya kila mtu unadinya na nawase, you think it's good for you and you think it makes you feel good, but like I always say, when you're sitting with yourself and you're just chilling and you start to think about it, you start to think about how could you let someone who doesn't even know your second name see your body? And it's not about modesty, ama ati kukwa na morals or whatever. It's just about some levels of getting to know you are very intimate. They're supposed to be reserved for people you trust and people you genuinely care about. So when you just let yourself, you open yourself up to any sort of energy from anywhere, people who are not healed, people who are still very angry with themselves, you let them into your space like that, I feel like it's not good spiritual hygiene. It's just, it actually fucks up with you. If you think about it, whether even if you're not spiritual, just on a whatever level, it's like bringing someone into your house. It's like just kupatana na mseo ko nje alafu unamwacha tu akuje kwa nyumba yako akae au mjui au trust. I'm very careful with who I bring into my space. I think I've only had 2 friends or 3 friends over ever since I moved out. You have to be very careful about who you bring into your space. It goes the same with the people I'm friends with. I hold my friends to a certain level of standard that I expect them to be a certain way. And it's not expectations that like are beyond. It's just the normal things. Like I can't be friends with people I don't trust. I can't be friends with people I don't like. I can't be friends with, and I mean like real friends, like that's my homie, that's my hitter. I have boundaries and I have standards that I've set for myself that help me, that save me from low quality experiences, because I need loyalty, I need love, I need reassurance, and I need people who match that, because that is exactly what I give back. I think that's why I'm in such a good place emotionally and with my friends and my family, because that's how things work for me. What I've been learning is what you give is what you receive, and it's so much better to always come from a place of giving instead of taking, because the more you give and the more you nurture other people and the things that make you happy, they give back to you. It's just the same as when I come back home from a long day at work and I put my feet on my carpet and it's just like, what? I bought this carpet with my money. It feels so good to come back home to a space that gives me so much love and gives me so much contentment. So why would you want to lock yourself out of such experiences for yourself? Like I said, love is so intrinsic. Like, it's a need within you. It comes from within you. It's something that's in you. And it's okay for you to need love and to want love. Emotions are not a gender thing. Everyone needs love. The boys need love. The girls need love. Everyone, whatever gender you are, it is a need that should be fulfilled. So, the thing with this need, though, is that you have to learn how to give it to yourself before you can start holding other people accountable to your own standards. And you can never be able to love other people when you don't love yourself. It's not gonna happen. And you can notice this, like you loving yourself goes beyond standing in front of a mirror and saying 10 times, I love myself, I love. Loving yourself is something that you have to believe. It's something that you just feel. It's something that just is. It's just like happiness. There's no proving to anyone. There's no sense of external validation from anything. It's something that is within you and it has to come from yourself. And when you reach this level of awareness and of love and of being able to feel and let your heart speak to you, it allows you to be vulnerable because you understand the benefits of laying yourself bare and just being like, you know, I'm ready for love. I'm ready to be loved. I'm ready to give love. It's just a different kind of confidence that you possess when you get to this level. Like for me, I love myself so much that I'm never scared of getting hurt. I know that's part of the game, because strangers can't hurt you. It's just the people that you love. It's just the people around you that can have access to you enough to be able to do things that hurt you. And that's part of life. So you have to be able to be confident enough to know that you're always gonna bounce back. This level of vulnerability is not something that can be taught. Like, there's no teacher or coach or friend or Buddhist. There's no one who's gonna ever be able to teach you this level of confidence. And this is why it's so important, like, for any of our parents, man. Like, it's so important for parents to give their kids this sort of love so that they grow up with the kind of confidence that they have now. Like, with my mom, we've not always had the best relationship, but right now we're actively working towards fixing things between us. And I've noticed that tumetoka step, like, we don't argue anymore. I can't remember the last time we even had a disagreement. Like, we're always on each other's side. And I realized that we went from bickering and talking at each other to listening more. And the listening is not even in the ati kunyamaza na kusikiza. I mean, that's part of it. But the listening is in the accepting that we're different. And all I need to do is just make her happy. I don't mean make her happy in ways that cross my boundaries. I mean, the things that I can do that she loves for me to do, I'll do it. It makes her happy. She wants me to wear a certain dress. It's not taking anything away from me. Let me wear the dress and make her feel good. But if I don't want to, I'm able to communicate my emotions as well. And she listens. She doesn't force me anymore. You know, when I was younger, it was like, you wear that dress or else. And I was such a rebellious kid because unambia nani, nivai dress gani ya nini. And I'll go wear something different just to spite her. And what this does was it creates an argument because we're trying to hurt each other instead of just being kind to each other, instead of just talking things out and listening and fixing. So now when I tell her my views, she listens. She respects that I have different views. I'll tell her, yeah, mommy, sifichi hizi tatu zangu leo, apu utaiza. And she'll be like, okay. But then when I sit down and I realize, okay, maybe we're at a space where she feels like she's protecting me from people's evil eyes or, you know, from people's shrewd comments. You know, you go somewhere, me, I'm covered in tattoos. And sometimes I definitely have to choose, like, when and where I can show them because they're quite visible. So if I've been invited to something that's religious, like a church thing, and maybe, you know, it's going to cause a lot of, it's going to bring a lot of unnecessary attention to me, I realize that my mom always just wants to protect me from that. It's not that, I used to think kitambo, ah, she's a hater. Me, I don't give a fuck. These tattoos have to be seen. So there was always that rebellion, but it never came from, I was never at a space where I wanted to fix things. But now we're on a level ground where I give her the energy that I need back and she definitely reflects it onto me. And I've taught her by showing her instead of telling her. So instead of nagging and talking shit at each other, we're just giving each other grace and honesty and patience and understanding. And no one is rushing the other person. When I'm seeing her having a hard time understanding me, I'm very, very patient with her. I give her the grace that she needs. I don't have a time cap on her. Yo, it's been 2 weeks. There's been no improvement. Nah, it's just, listen, we have time and we have a second chance. And this already is an honor for me to be able to receive the love that I didn't get when I was growing up. For me to be able to receive it now, it boosted my confidence in another way. It's just like, you know, my mom is on my back. My mom loves me. My mom protects me. There's nothing anyone else could ever say or do that would make me feel any different about myself. I'm extremely, extremely confident and in love with myself. There was something that Shazmin posted on her Instagram a while back, and she said, Shazmin is my colleague on the Daybreak Show, Citizen TV, every Tuesday morning with Willis Rabu, Shuttleboy, CJ Atemo, and Jasmine and I. Please check us out when you have the chance. We talk about social issues and things, everything that is affecting. We get deep. And yeah, just check it out when you can. And so Jasmine posted, what do you do when you have a husband and they're working all the time, they're very, very busy, they're not able to give you the affection and the attention you want, and you know, he's just there, he's not there emotionally for you, he's just busy with work. And my response was my response was, oh, I'm gonna communicate how I feel, I'm gonna tell them this is what I need and this is what nini. And if I'm gonna be patient, but if it reaches a point where I just feel like I'm not getting what I want, I'm always ready to bounce. Because why am I with someone who can't give me attention and I have to tell them to text me back and I have to remind them to call me? And why would I be with someone like that when there's people outside readily begging to breathe next to me? Why would I ever do that? By the time I'm getting married with someone, it has been communicated that I need a certain level of love, and vituka is only bare minimum. So I really can't be asking someone to love me, honestly. Nimekuwa nini, sindo tupendane bana. So Jasmine asked me, why can't you give yourself that love? Why can't you give yourself that love? And I was like, you know, but I love myself. And she's like, nah. In a secure attachment, you know this person loves you. You know, even when they don't tell you, even when you guys are fighting, something that's consistent is that you know, especially if they've not given you a reason to doubt that they love you. So why are you waiting for someone else to come and love you? Nilikuwa tu nachoka because I was seeing where the conversation was going. And then she said, in such a situation, why can't you be his rock? Why can't you empower him and encourage him and be the space where he can come back to you and feel like it's home and just relax because you're there for him while he's working hard to provide and take care of you? Why would you want to leave someone at a time where they need the most kindness and the most care and understanding and patience? And this made me feel really, really guilty because she was right. I was still doing the same thing. I was still bailing from people when I felt like they weren't giving me what I need instead of giving them more of what they need. How about what they need? And I'm realizing that sometimes when people do not know how to communicate their emotions, they throw tantrums instead. Because that's the same thing I do. When I get mad, I communicate. Nikichoka na jam. Tunaanza hizo ma silent treatment, na hizo ma games za kulengana, na sijui nini. When you can easily just communicate your emotions and say, listen, I need some extra love. Could you please remember to text me? And even if you don't, could we please have communication in some sort of way? It was blowing my mind that I didn't have to run away from situations anymore, and I didn't have to ignore people when they hurt my feelings. Because for me, for the longest time, it's always, oh, you cheated. Fuck you. Fuck you and your mama. I don't care about you. And for real, yeah, I bounce back. I go, I heal. Unajua mi mtu akiniumiza, siendangi ati kudu drugs, niende sijui nifanye nini. I used to be like that, but now I'm at a different place where I improve myself, I work out, I eat even better, I get hotter, I take care of everything. I go back into improving myself. And kitambo, my coping was very harmful to me in so many ways. But I wasn't ready to hear that. Because, of course, when you're doing these things, they're fun. In that moment, it's good for you. It feels good. But at some point in time, you're going to need to start growing up and realize that you have yourself to spend the rest of your life with. What kind of decisions do you want to make for yourself? And these decisions include teaching yourself to be emotionally available so that you're able to be vulnerable. Because that is the only way that you're ever going to let someone in order for you to receive the kind of love that you expect back when you're giving it. And I was like, you know, okay, yeah, you have a point. I need to be sweeter and kinder and nicer and, you know, more supportive. But it gets really, really draining. You can't ask someone for the same thing all the time. Like, bana, nimekushukona ni text na bado ni text. Na kitambo ulikuwa ni text back. So, what the fuck? And most times as a woman especially, I start to feel things like, you know, okay, you just wanted sex, so now you got the sex. Because that's how niggas play us. That's what they do. They pretend, and then after fucking, now they don't have time for you. And that's a genuine fear that I've always had. Like, it's an insecurity within me that always made me not want to sleep with men. Because I don't want to deal with wondering why I'm not good enough, why they aren't talking to me. It's just, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. And I block you and I am done with you. But now I'm at a space where I've taught myself to be able to communicate my emotions and to just be able to deal with things instead of running away. How I got to this place of being able to be emotionally available and to be able to be honest with myself and vulnerable, I mean, other than reading books and having enough experiences for me to be able to see patterns and want to work on them, how I came here is my curiosity for change. I was so tired of having the same experiences with different people every time. I was like, something has to change. Like, there has to be something that I have to do differently so that I can have better experiences, right? So I got curious and I started trying to learn more about myself. And in learning more about myself, I spent more time with myself. I'm an introvert and I spend a lot of time with myself. And this helped me. Okay, at first it started off as just anxiety. I was just always really, really scared of being around people. Because I don't like drama, I don't like noise. So, in being this, it just started as me knowing what kind of music I enjoy, me knowing what kind of food I like to eat, me knowing who I like to hang around. Ikaendelea, mpaka ikafika point yenye ikabidi nikubali enyewe. Mi napenda kupendwa, na napenda mapenzi, na napenda maisha tamu, maisha soft. And I started to give myself that exact love. The more I loved myself, the more my standards for love zilianza tu kupanda. Because vile mina jitreat, ndo venye mina expect kutreatiwa. But you have to always remember that you can't teach people by talking about it. You have to teach by doing. You have to teach by bringing yourself to yourself so that you can teach someone how to love you. And how to love themselves if they do not yet. So, being vulnerable is not something that's really easy. It's not something that I can tell you ati, oh, unajani ni ukendo so mi kitabu. You have to actually do the inner work. You have to sit with yourself and get curious about healing your toxic patterns. You have to do a lot of introspection and ask yourself questions about what it is that you like and what it is that you want. There is no harm in wanting to be loved. Listen, even this thing for kunezi ma memes ati na ma TikToks how boys act when they're away from their boys. I think it's really cute, and it's true. Boys act like that, you know, when they're out there, they're tough and all macho, but like when they're with you cuddling in bed, they just want a titty in their mouth. And it's really cute, but I would love for everyone to be able to be extremely vulnerable with themselves without being scared of being hurt. You need to understand that if someone comes into your life and causes you harm in some way, it's not on you. It's not because you're not enough or because that like bad things are supposed to happen to you. It's just because pain is part of life and it has to happen for you to learn your lesson, for you to understand the other side of everything. It's really difficult and it takes a lot of practice and it takes a lot of pain. Because I know I'm not going to blog, I'm going to go to my blog. But look at everything it's done for me. My blog and everything that I do about it has given me a livelihood from it, and it all stemmed from heartbreak and me just wanting to know myself better and do better for myself. So good things always come from bad things. You will not be able to see it in the time that it's happening, and this is solely dependent on your own beliefs and your own belief system. But anytime such a thing has happened to me, or I've lost money, or something happened to me, or I'm going through a moment of hardships and anger and pain, I just normally take a moment and sit and think, wow, right now it's really, really bad, but can you imagine how good it's gonna be when I come out the other side? It's something I've taught myself, and I prefixed all this by saying that teaching myself to be present has given me such an open eye for gratitude that even when I'm sad, I'm able to recognize the good things that are happening for me in that time. So right now in my life, I am choosing to be able to be very honest with myself and to love myself in the way that I require. And this only attracts good things to me all the time. I can't remember the last time someone broke my heart. It's been such a long time, because these days, even when I'm going through pain, I know it's okay. It had to happen in that way. Otherwise, I wouldn't have learned the lessons that I did, and I wouldn't have become the person that I am now if I hadn't gone through whatever experience that I went through. So today, I just want to ask you to allow yourself to be a little vulnerable and accord yourself the grace that you deserve, because it'll help you cultivate so many relationships that are worth it. Not just like, yes, with yourself, but also you're gonna attract people who meet you on the level that you are. Like I said, me and my mom are doing it, not just romantic relationships, in any situation. It helps you have a standard for what you like, because you're not pretending, you're not out there. Watu wanasemanga kwa emotionally unavailable, uko unavailable lakini unajua ku feel anger. Riddle me that. Ama anger is not an emotion, na jealousy. Like, you act so nonchalant, but saya kujam wendo unajua kujam. It's just so ridiculous to me. And that's why you need to be honest with yourself, and you need to be okay with trying to process anger. You need to be okay with understanding sadness and understand that it's okay to have an indifference. It's okay for you to feel all this wide spectrum of feelings, because it helps you process them. Feelings are human. They're very, very natural. There's something you have to teach yourself to live with, other than ignore and act like they do not exist. When you reach this point, you're going to be able to ask for what you deserve. Like kitambo, I've never really been in a serious relationship, but like hizo mavitu nilikuwa nafanya, when I ever need, you know, sometimes you just need reassurance. Like sometimes anyway, umedunga poa unakaa poa, chali yako ataja kwambia unakaa pretty. But ukitoka nje, kila mtu anakuambia, "Hey, umeiva, I'm super. Unakaa poa, nini nini." So you start to wonder, you know, doesn't he feel like I'm pretty? So unafura, unajam, unakaa the whole day umeenda shughuli zako umefura, nachali yako hata maybe si maybe hata tu si ati hafeel very pretty, maybe tu pia yeye hajui ku communicate ama hajui unataka kuambiwa. So it's way easier now. I'm in situations where I'm able to just say, baby, I need some attention, I need some extra time with you, I need to talk more. Even with my friends, yo, I need to talk, I feel sad, I feel jealous, and I talk about it and I experience my emotions in the way that I feel I need to, and I cope with them in healthier ways. I mean, I still smoke weed, but that's just for the anxiety. But I can definitely see the positive impact that being true to myself emotionally has done for myself and all the relationships around me right now. It teaches you to become a better listener by being more aware, because when you know how to listen to yourself, then now you have the capacity to listen to other people. And when you listen more, you learn more, and you're able to fix things instead of fighting each other. It helps you be able to fight the issue instead of fighting each other. So you're always gonna be on the same page, on the same team, on the same side with each other. And it's so amazing when someone isn't afraid to show you that they want you and isn't afraid to be vulnerable with you just as bad as you want them, instead of them having to be in a situation where they feel like they have to beg. So be in relationships where, cultivate relationships for yourself where you're able to communicate your needs and you're able to teach each other how to communicate with each other. It's completely normal for you to, like I said, lay your shit bare and just be yourself. You don't have to hide anymore. And a telltale sign of that you cannot be yourself around someone is that they shouldn't be in your space. Stop having sex with people who you can't talk to. Stop talking, like stop hanging around people who you're not comfortable around. You can't be yourself around. You have to act different and be different. It's so, to me, by the way, now nanga, it's so weird that like you're having consistent sex with someone and you can't even talk about things like pregnancy scares or contraception. Or so who are you gonna talk to about those things if not the person that you're actively having sex with? Don't you feel like it's really, really painful and hurtful to have to go through such things on your own when you can just choose to sleep with your friend who you can talk to, who you can be friends with, and you can always be there for each other when you need each other? I don't know. That's just my opinion, though. I try to keep a healthy emotional and sexual life because it's really important to me that I'm good to myself for myself. So I hope this helps you along your journey of trying to be more vulnerable with yourself and with the people around you, so that you can cultivate spaces for yourself where you feel safe. I mean, it gets a bit lonely, but isn't it better than kujirusha kwa kila mtu? I feel like when you have no standards, you seek external validation a lot. You want people to see your things and people to know about your things, and you want people to love on you, but you're so afraid to just seek it in the right way. And so it becomes harmful to your mental health and to you generally in so many ways. Think about it. Tell me what you think. And please, please, please reach out to me. loveandorgasms.com. You can use the hashtag as well. Reach out to me. Tweet me. DM me. Send me voice notes. Tell me what you think. And tell me what your opinions are, if they differ especially. I'd like to hear and I'd love to learn from you guys, because that's what we're all about. So. I hope after listening to this, you're able to be more kind to yourself, and you're able to forgive yourself and forgive and forgive and forgive, as well as take accountability, take responsibility, and be in charge of your life. Apologize in the spaces that you need to, especially to yourself. All this has to start with yourself. Because when you are comfortable enough to bring yourself to yourself, then you can start to bring yourself to other people. It has to start from you. Whether, and like I said, emotions as in agenda, logic and agenda. Whether you're a man or a woman, I know it's really especially hard for men because patriarchy doesn't allow for them to be vulnerable. It makes them appear as weak. But we need to start denoting these notions because they don't make sense. Being emotional is very normal for everything. Even if, and honestly, me, I like the softies. I like the guys who are just really, really soft with me. They tell me everything that they're feeling. If he wants kisses on his forehead, he's just able to tell me. Those are the things I like. I don't like hanging around people who want to act tough and gangster. And it's all fake to me. It doesn't appeal to me. It's all fake. I mean, I like human beings who like being human beings. I like for the people around me to understand that it's okay for them to exist and show up as themselves. I don't need a facade. I don't want to peel through layers trying to figure you out. I just like transparency and vulnerability and honesty and softness and kindness and grace, because that's exactly what I offer and that's exactly the kind of person I am. So I gotta go because nimeacha chakula kwa gas na nasikia njaa na nataka watch movie. But I hope this helps you in some way to grow from your old ways, because at some point you have to stop saying mukwa hivi mi na kwanga hivyo. You have to start improving yourself and growing and fixing things and mending relationships and working on relationships with yourself and the people you love as well. So until next time, toodles.